Paging Dr. Susie, this is an emergency. You're required in the studio.
Hey, this is Dr. Susie here, and today I'm going to be talking about tattoos. Essentially, the myths, the lies, and the new trends with tattoos. Why would I do this show? Because I have been working in the tattoo removal industry for over 3 to 4 years now. And obviously there has been a lot of changes, a lot of new developments, particularly in removal. And this show is really just to make sure that people out there who are thinking about getting a tattoo or perhaps already have a tattoo are completely and utterly informed about what's really going out there. Today we're going to talk about the biggest lies that are floating around the tattoo industry. We're also going to talk about the health alert of red ink, because there are a lot of people out there who have got red ink now in their tattoos. Did you know that there could be, in fact, a health problem with it? We're also going to answer some of the big questions out there relating to eyebrow tattoos. So let's get to it. The first thing I want to tell you is that tattoos are goddamn common. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. In fact, 1 in 5 Australians have a tattoo. And one of the biggest developments or changes is that chicks have got tattoos. Now, 1 in 4 girls are reported to have a tattoo too. And what's interesting is that what's developed or changed with tattoos is that there's more ink, different types of ink, particularly colours. That's definitely trending right now. How many people have you seen with white or yellow or orange splattered through their symbols or pictures all over their body? Heaps. Very different to traditional tattoos, which tended to be more about green or black. And also one location. Nowadays, up to 30% of Australians, in fact, have 2 to 3 tattoos. So there are more tattoos out there, but unfortunately what that means is there's often tattoo regret. And definitely we know that 1 in 4 Australians have regretted or have currently a tattoo regret, and 15% are already looking into trying to get them off. One of the things that I'm noticing at the moment is that people recognize that tattoo removal takes a bit of time, up to 9 months to completely remove a tattoo. And so one of the things people are often doing is just a cover up, which means they'll lighten the tattoo in order to put more ink over it. But what they don't realize is actually by putting more ink over it, it's going to become harder and harder to remove in the end, but also does potentially put you at increased risk, particularly if you've got red ink there. And we'll talk a little bit more about red ink coming up. But what are the biggest lies floating around the tattoo industry at the moment? I asked Ali Moss, who works at Dr. Ink Tattoo Removal, who's one of our leading tattoo removalists, to come up with about 5 or 6 of what she thinks are some myths that she has to pretty much break or straighten up every time she sees somebody. The first myth that's out there at the moment is that any tattoo removal system can remove any color. Bang, no, that is absolutely incorrect. Not all lasers out there can remove all ink. And it's really important that people recognize this, because a lot of people are going out and getting cheap tattoo removals, particularly from NG Yags, which is, you know, the Q-switch NG Yag, the older traditional styled laser. And these particular lasers do not have the capability of removing all colors, and subsequently can cause an increased risk of scarring to a lot of patients. Most people don't realize that yellow, orange, or red ink requires a specific wavelength, a 523 nanometer wavelength, to actually remove the color. And unless they've got that wavelength, then you're not going to have that color removed at all. PicoSure, which is the newer of the technologies, which uses picosecond technology as opposed to the nanosecond technology of lasers prior, this particular brand of this particular type of laser does in fact need to have an extra purchase of a 523 nanometer. So just because you're getting a PicoSure laser, my suggestion is that you ask them if they also have the additional 523 nanometer handpiece, because you might be fooled to think, well, I'm going with the best laser on the market, but you've got red ink there and you don't actually have the right laser wavelength to get rid of it. So the first myth out there is not all lasers can remove all colors. And even if you go with PicoSure, please make sure that you check that they've got a 523 nanometer wavelength. Otherwise, you won't get the color out. Absolutely won't go. The other myth apparently that Ali tries to break every single time is about dark skin. People think out there that if you've got really, really dark skin, that you can't actually have laser removal for your tattoo. Bang! Wrong again. That is incorrect. Obviously, skin typing is an extremely important factor which we take into consideration with removal of tattoos. The lighter your skin, the skin type you are, which means you're a skin type 1 is the type that, you know, always burns and never tans, whereas a skin type 3, for instance, like a little more olive complexion, they might sometimes burn and they slowly tan, whereas a skin type 6 is like pretty much black skin, never burns and always tans. That's pretty much how you rate skin typing. But the skin typing, if you're a darker skin type, it doesn't mean that you can't have a PicoSure laser, for instance, but it could mean that you might be at increased risk of developing some of the complications like hypopigmentation. So it is important that even if you are with a darker skin type, that you make sure that A, you're with the right laser, and B, having it medically supervised for removal because your complication rate is slightly higher, but it doesn't mean that you can't have tattoo removal. The other thing that people are always concerned about is pain. They think that tattoo removal is going to hurt more than getting the tattoo done. Not really. I think there are certain parts of the body that are obviously more sensitive and everyone's pain threshold curve is slightly different to another person, but just make sure that you get pain relief. You know, you can in fact get Emla, which is like a topical anesthetic put on it. And sometimes we even inject local anesthetic underneath it, which will completely numb it. And happy gas is always something that you can use for tattoo removal. So just make sure that the facilities that you're with are actually can do all those things. The other myth that Ali Moss talked to me about was about white ink. She said that people are saying that white ink can be removed. Bing! Wrong, incorrect. White ink, unfortunately, doesn't actually have any pigment to be removed and can't be removed by any lasers on the market. So if you're out there and getting white ink tattoos, I would recommend that you probably avoid that unless you're really, really committed to keeping that tattoo forever. And I can assure you that most people, it's a bit like getting married at the time. You think, I'm going to have this for life. But I think you should probably consider, you know, maybe this program as being like a prenuptial agreement. You should really work out a lot about your tattoo and about potentially if it's easy to remove before you get it done. Otherwise, you probably will be stuck with that tattoo. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about in this podcast was about red ink. And I'm pretty concerned that nobody really knows much about red ink and about some of the current health issues related to red ink. So I thought I'd devote a few minutes to discussing it. First of all, like I said earlier, most traditional tattoos were dark, just green or black, and they're pretty easy to get out. But these days, polycolors is becoming much more of the norm. And by that, we mean lots of different colors within the actual tattoo. But unfortunately, red ink can in fact develop a lot of dermatitis, and they realized that this was actually because of the different type of ink of red ink. So, you know, the previous tattoos were more like lead and cobalt or metal salts or carbon, but the red or yellow inks are containing these organic azo dyes, which are very like a plastic-based pigment, which is the same pigment they're using in industrial printing and textiles and car paint. Unfortunately, we don't really know huge amounts about how this ink interacts with the skin or within the body. And it seems that it is being associated with a whole range of, you know, dermatitis or skin-related problems. So one of the main concerns that I have is that there really is there's no regulation on the ink, which is a real concern to me, but B, we're not really we're not really having any sort of way that we can monitor the medical complications of tattoo-associated skin disorders. So I think programs like this are really important for you to kind of get the word out there, because I'm at the frontier, I would say, of tattoo removal. I've been in the game for a while now, and I'm only just starting to see a lot more of these ink-related complications to actually publish work on. And if you want to follow any of my publishings, check out my LinkedIn site, Dr. Suzanne Bakir. You'll find that I've published a couple of articles, particularly ones that relating to red ink allergy and contact allergic dermatitis, as well as hypopigmentation as a consequence of tattoo removal, particularly in dark-skinned people. So you can check those out. So, you know, the research at the New York Langone Medical Center showed that 6% of adults at New Yorkers were experiencing some form of tattoo-related rash or ink complication, which is you know, pretty alarming. 6% of people have got something going on with their tattoo, but yet your local doctor probably knows nothing about tattoos or any of these complications of tattoos. It's completely unspoken of. And although, you know, people might know about something like, oh, yeah, you can get, you know, maybe if you went to Thailand and got your tattoo done, you put yourself at risk of Hep B or Hep C or HIV. I mean, people might know about those pretty uncommon infections, but I don't think people really know about is a lot of the chronic rashes that people are experiencing. Obviously, after getting a tattoo, you might experience a bit of an acute inflammatory reaction for a couple of weeks, and that's kind of normal. But we're really talking about the chronic eczematous hypersensitivity reactions, or the reactions which light is actually aggravating the ink, or there's what we call granulomatous reactions or lichenoid reactions. And one of the things that mentioning right now is missed melanomas inside tattoos. That's right. There's been reported cases of, you know, doctors and patients missing changes in moles because the tattoo is just so bright and colourful that it just distracts you. You never even see it. And so there was a case recently of a melanoma that was, you know, quite advanced, a superficial spreading melanoma within a tattoo, and a warning to doctors to kind of, you know, look really carefully inside tattoos because you might in fact miss some pigmented changes of a mole. But the rash that I'm most interested in is this red ink allergy. So allergic contact dermatitis and photoallergic contact dermatitis are starting to become more commonly seen in red ink tattoo pigment, and it's problematic for a number of people, and they may not recognize it's the red ink because quite often there's a period of time that you become sensitized to it, so it's not immediate. So you won't see the rash like straight away or the first 2 weeks. It might be months or years down the track that you actually see this particular rash, this itchy, bumpy rash that was misdiagnosed as eczema or just a generalized dermatitis by your GP, and they'll end up just giving you steroids and steroids and steroid creams. And that's pretty much the same way we treat most eczematous rashes, is just symptom control, because we don't really have anything that's targeting the cause that much. I saw a patient very recently which really stands out, and it's worthwhile sharing this story. He was a gentleman that actually flew over from Western Australia to come to our allergy centre because he'd had this chronic eczematous rash all over his body, which was just out of control, and he was sick of being prescribed steroid creams. In fact, he just said, I don't want any more steroid creams. I want to find out what's causing this particular rash. This guy was covered from head to toe in tattoos. And I mean, like, seriously, this guy was covered in tattoos, and specifically a lot of red. And I'll post a couple of the pictures that he's given me permission to post on my Instagram site, dr.suzy, so that you can have a look at the actual allergic rash that's within the red ink of the of this particular tattoo, or these tattoos all over his body. Anyway, this gentleman, unfortunately, we couldn't go on and do a contact patch test, which is actually the way you diagnose a red ink allergy, because he was so covered in tattoos, there really wasn't anywhere to put the patch so that we could actually see what was underneath the actual the patch. So he wasn't able to do the test, but he was pretty devoed that his tattoos were causing this chronic eczematous rash, particularly given that he was A, tattooist, and B, he said he was morally opposed to actually getting them removed by laser tattoo removal. But it does bring us to the second patient that I wanted to discuss with you, which was a patient that has the red ink allergy and has decided to remove the tattoo, who is getting even worsening reactions on the removal. So unfortunately, as the ink is being exposed as we try and remove the tattoo with a 523 nanometer wavelength PicoShore laser, the ink is being more and more exposed and is developing more of a reaction. And so I'll post as well on my Insta, dr.suzy, this severe blistering reaction that occurred with one of our patients. Now, blistering reactions can occur obviously if you use the wrong settings, and it's very, very uncomfortable for a patient, but this inflammatory reaction was more likely related to her red ink allergy. And so the bottom line here is that if you are going to get a tattoo, just be mindful of the possibility of allergic reactions and complications with the removal. And I think red ink allergy is completely underdiagnosed and unspoken of and unrecognized. And I think more and more people who are getting red ink should be made aware of this possibility that you could actually get a little bit of a complication with it. The other thing that I wanted to talk about in today's tattoo podcast was actually the answer to one of the most common questions I'm being asked about. And that common question that I've been asked about is about eyebrow tattoos. So a lot of people out there are permanently now doing cosmetic tattooing, which is the permanent use of ink to like color in the brows or the lips or the eyeliners, etc. And I really want people to be aware that these ones are especially difficult to get rid of, particularly eyeliner, and eyeliner is the big one. If you are going to get an eyebrow tattoo removed, be super mindful that not every tattoo removalist has the expertise to actually remove around the eye. And so I would only recommend getting it done at specialized tattoo removal places. But can I just say something? They actually remove quite well. And it's probably because they're centrally located. They don't use, layers and layers of ink. And their colors are usually quite simple. But the only thing that I'd like to make mention of is with one special case that comes to mind of a patient who started the tattoo removal elsewhere, obviously, not with us, and it oxidized the tattoo ink. And the tattoo color went like purple, and her eyebrows went purple. So you do need to be careful that there is no, as mentioned before, regulation on ink. You don't know what's inside that ink, and you don't know how that ink is going to respond to time, to sun, to lasers. And so you don't want to be messing with ink on your eyebrows. So for those out there who are getting eyebrow tattoos, make sure that you know what ink you're getting and that it's done with someone that's, pretty qualified. Although, to be honest, amateur tattoos are always the easiest to remove because they don't have much layering. But if you do want to get them removed, yes, the answer is eyebrow tattoos can be removed by laser tattoo removal systems. But I wouldn't be doing eyeliners too close to the eye. Lips, you can get done, but there can be pigment change. So you have to be really, really careful. So don't run into any old tattoo removalist to get these done. I hope today has been interesting for you. If you'd like to listen to more about tattoos and tattoo removal or any of the funny stories that we have, please make sure that you make a comment and leave me any messages or questions that you've got to tattoo removal, because I think I can answer them. Bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Suzy podcast. Subscribe, download, and review at Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Stitcher, Podbean, or your favorite podcasting app. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This has been another quality podcast from Bytes.com.